This is the 16th SNI and SNI Digital Baghdad Neurosurgery Online meeting held on August 7th, 2022. The meeting originator and coordinator is Samer Haj. Professor Yasser M. Hammadi of the Department of Neurosurgery of the El Narain College of Medicine, College of Medicine in Baghdad, Iraq, will talk about the status of neurosurgery in Baghdad. The experience, the Gamma Knife experience across all of Iraq. The lecture is 30 minutes, the discussion is 15 minutes. Over 100 attendees from 18 countries participated in this conference.
Yasser Hammadi, who is a professor of neurosurgery at Nahrain University. He graduated from medical school 1997, and he got his board 2005. And then he got the position of the assistant, the scientific assistant for the total Iraqi board, the whole Iraqi board specialty. And then he is the chief editor of the scientific journal of the Iraqi board in general, not only neurosurgery, the whole board of neurosurgery. He's going to tell us about his experience, his leading experience and unique experience in Gamma Knife and Iraq. Professor Yasser.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.
Firstly, I want to thank my teacher, Prof. Abdelhadi Khalili, and my colleague, Samer, for their invitation for this nice meeting. And secondly, I'm honored to talk in front of my teachers and my colleagues and very nominated international neurosurgeons. My talk is about the Gamma Knife experience in Iraq. We have five centers in Iraq. We have Saad al-Witri Neuroscience Hospital Center. We have in Baghdad, and we have a Taj Private Center in Baghdad. And there is a few near future unit in the medical city in Baghdad also. We have two established centers in Basra in the north, in the south of Iraq. And we have a new established center in the in Erbil. In the north of Iraq. The first center with the Saad al-Witri Gamma Knife Center established firstly in 2001, but because of the situation of the war, we can't start work until 2016. We changed the version of the unit and starting the work in the beginning of 2016. The version was perfection, then before a few months, upgraded to perfection plus. We treat more than 5,000 patients from 2016 to 2022. Attaj Private Hospital is the first ICON version, which is the version came after the perfection. Working started in 2021, and we treat more than 400 patients treated within the first 8 months. The indications regarding the Erbil and Basra, the Basra center start before 4 years, I think, and in Erbil before 1 year. The version of Basra and Erbil is perfection. We treat the indications that treated in our centers is metastatic brain tumors, single and multiple. We treat benign tumors, meningiomas, schwannomas. We treat glial tumors, AV malformations, nasopharyngeal carcinoma, and pituitary adenoma, functional and non-functional. We treat the trigeminal neuralgia, mesial temporal sclerosis, and cavernomas. The the tumors or the indications of the gamma knife that we treated, we treat the deep-seated tumors, the focal brainstem tumors, not the diffused. We treat the recurrent tumors, residual tumors, patients who are poor candidate for surgery, and we treat the tumor bed after surgery. We do hypovasectomy for painful metastatic bone lesions. We do salvage treatment for aggressive glioma when there is no benefit from the radiotherapy after surgery. There is limitations in our centers. Other functional indications like tremor, corpus callosotomy for epilepsy, OCD, uveal melanoma are not doing till now. Because as you know, the when we talk about the OCD, it is the selection of the psychiatrist and also for the who can go for corpus callosotomy, it is the decision of the neurologist. And also for the uveal melanoma and glaucoma, depending on the selection of the ophthalmologist. And now the uveal melanoma, gamma knife for uveal melanoma came and can save the eye from extraction. These are the two versions, the Perfection and the Icon. The Perfection is frame-based, while the Icon is frame and mask-based. The Icon has CBCT. You see the arm built in the CT, built in the gamma knife unit, and there is mask and the frame. There is infrared camera, as you see in the photo. This infrared camera indicate the infrared indicators in the tip of the nose and on the side of the head, and this camera protect the and to prevent the movement of the head, and there is whenever there's a little movement, the system will kick out the patient from the treatment and then reinstalling and then to restart the treatment. And this for the for the protection of the important and vital structures of the brain. It is smarter software than the version before and its ability to fractionate treatment. In the previous version, the Perfection version, we can do only single session. But in the Icon, we can do hypofractionation. Hypofractionation means that we fractionate the same session into three or four sessions with successive days. This is important to decrease the side effect of the radiation of the gamma knife, of the gamma rays, and more potent and more better outcome on the tumor treatment. And there's flexibility to treat patients with previous cranial surgery to use non-invasive stereotactic procedure. You know, in the this version, we can do the frame base for some selected cases, for the functional, like trigeminal or pituitary, which is the tumor near the optic nerve, or when the tumor on the brainstem. We don't use the mask because there is little movement in the mask, and we don't need that for these indications. But sometimes when there is the patient is need the hypofractionation, or there is many previous cranial surgeries and there is no place for the screws, we do the mask, which cannot be done with the previous version. And there is a safety features, as I talked before, that camera and these indicators, safety features that prevent any wrong targeting due to the movement. As you know, photos, the indicators of the tip of the nose and on the side of the head. The limitation of the mask when the patient is unstable or uncomfortable, we don't do the mask because I told you because of the movement. When the patient is obese, the indicators not appear for the camera. And for the long treatment, we don't prefer to do mask because like in the functional for the OCD, for the corpusculostomy, the procedure may last for 5 hours. So we don't use the mask. For the lesions that need 70 or 100 gamma angle, we use different angles in the treatment. We have 90 degree angle, and the angle, when we talk about the angle of the neck to the head. 90 degree, it is the standard, and the 70 is extended neck, and the 100 is flexed neck. And this is not cannot be done for the mask. And these angles used in the frontal and the two frontal and two occipital lesions. Sometimes in the trigeminal neuralgia, it's better to use 110 angle to reach the target, and it is cannot be done with the mask. This is some examples and photos for the treatment. This is a schwannoma. You see the photo before. This is before the treatment, and after 6 months, you see the central necrosis, and after 1 year, it's more better outcome. And this is after 6 months only. This is another picture for the schwannoma also. This is before and after 6 months. This case for the focal brainstem lesions. You see, after 6 months, there's disappearance of the tumor. This is a metastatic CA breast. This is before the gamma knife, and this after 6 months. And it's very good outcome regarding this the metastatic tumors. And we see the result after 1 or 2 months from the session. And I think Dr. Abdelnamir has the case with the 5 or 7 lesions, more than half of them disappeared after 2 months.
Perfect.
We have this is the case of meningioma. You see the results also after 6 months. This is another thalamic tumor. Before and after the 6 months. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Professor Yasser, for the very impressive work and results. And really impressed with the numbers which you have done over 5,000 cases and then 800 cases within 8 months. That's really wonderful. So we are building up an experience which is probably unique, I think, with this massive number and with your eagerness and communication with other centers in the world, because you've been to many centers in Europe and outside Europe.
Yes.
for this training.
Thank you, Chair.
Any question, Dr. Osman?
Yes, I have a question. Yes, sir, that was very, very impressive. Do you do a biopsy to establish the diagnosis before you do all your treatments, like the metastasis I saw and that would look like an schwannoma and so forth. Do you do biopsies to know if you're sure that what you're treating?
Regarding the guidelines, sir, we do the biopsy only for the glioma. To know if it's high grade or low grade glioma, because the high grade glioma, we shift the patient to radiotherapy, but for the low grade glioma, we do gamma knife. But other lesions, we don't do biopsy. We depending on the MRI results, and we send the patient for more than radiologist to confirm the diagnosis. Regarding the metastatic tumors, we depending on the diagnosis of the primary lesion, because most of the patients referred for us with the diagnosed primarily, say, breast, have previous surgery in the breast, or they have thoracoscope for the CA lung or another surgery outside the brain. Yeah. This is for, this is for the cases that treated non which have not doing surgery before, but we treat the residual tumors and recurrent tumors with a known pathology.
I'm sure what you're doing is being done elsewhere in the world. I'm not sure I agree with that, but I remember reporting on a case in which it was a doctor whose wife had breast cancer and had a lesion in the brain. He thought it was a metastasis, didn't treat it, and the lady died, and it was a meningioma. So I think what we're doing, and there's the literature is full of information that if we rely on a radiologic diagnosis, that it's not 100, it's nowhere 100% as accurate as a pathology diagnosis. So it's obvious that all over the world, not just what you're doing, but all over the world, if this people are doing this, it's going to be a practice which will not be 100% accurate.
Yes, regarding the metastasis, we are talking about multiple lesions. When it is a single solitary lesion or solitary lesion, and when the surgeon can go through, so the surgery can be done. If we can't do biopsy for the meningioma, so why we don't remove it? But I'm talking about the cases that cannot be, surgery cannot be done. Or it is okay. deep-seated tumor or small lesion, yes.
Okay, I understand. Thank you very much. Very, very good work.
Dr. Yasser, thank you very much for this presentation. The Karolinska Institute donated the first gamma knife by Dr. Laxell to UCLA, and I was lucky to do the research on that. We had a rabbit eye melanoma model that I did around 120 rabbit eye melanoma treatment, and we showed that when uveal melanoma is there, gamma knife is the best treatment. We published 4 or 5 papers on that, and it's on the with Dr. Rand, who was running the gamma knife, and let me to do the research on that. It is published, but it's really working very well. Yeah. Those who work with gamma knife, they believe on it, and that's one of I'm one of those believers also. Thank you very much, Dimitri.
One of our colleagues, Dr. Yahya, is now the most senior gamma knife radiosurgeon working in Karolinska. Yes, we talk about that. But as I told you, sir, it's a selection of the ophthalmologists. Now, till now, the many of the surgeons, even neurosurgeons, they don't believe in gamma knife. So what about the ophthalmologist or the neurologist or the psychiatrist? So these are our limitations, yes. It needs more awareness about the function and the work of the gamma knife, yes.
One of the cases that we did on the rabbit eye, it was done, the pathology was done, and Dr. Rand went to an ophthalmology conference with the slides of all these cases that our neuropathologist, Dr. Jan Brown, did all the studies. There was no evidence of the recurrence when it was done. So this ophthalmologist was shocked to see such a good result of the gamma knife for uveal melanoma. But thank you very much to bring this to the attention of the audience.
Thank you, sir.
Any other question, please? Our young doctors, students who are interested in mathematics and physics, any question? Come on, there must be one.
Can I ask one question? Do you do for thalamotomy also? Because they used to do it for thalamotomy at the first place in Karolinska, Dr. Laxell was using. Do you do that over there, or you just go with the DBS? Because Dr. Hiba, last month on the session, she doing great job. I don't know if she's on the audience or no, but that's one of the main indication that Dr. Laxell made this gamma knife, and he got the Nobel Prize for that in 1974.
Yes, Hadi, I think there are two people with questions, Hadi, Fatima and Yafar.
I don't see them.
Go ahead. There's four questions. Yeah. So,
Tiba, please go ahead, Tiba.
Yes, hi, doctors. First of all, thank you so much for this amazing presentation about gamma knife. I think it's very interesting to know all of these cases and their different...
Sorry, but excuse me to interrupt you. Can you tell us who you are, where you are?
Oh, okay. I am a medical student. I'm a fifth-year medical student in the University of Baghdad, Iraq.
Wonderful.
And I'm very interested in this topic. As I said, the different cases were very, very, very interesting to see. My question is, does the gamma knife and those procedures have any effect on the cranial nerves?
Many of the cranial nerves can be protected. All the cranial nerves or all the vital structures can be protected by risk shielding. It is a software found in our system, and when we are talking about the risk of the cranial nerves, we are talking about the ophthalmic and about the optic chiasm, and can deserve 12 to 15 gray without any risk, and we measure the risk, and we measure the gamma rays that reaching the vital structures before approval of the treatment. So. We are not allowing to give more than the mentioned grays within the guidelines. But the problem is that when we hitting the tumors, the first month or first 2 months, there is oedema of the tumor, and the oedema may make pressure on these vital structures, and we gave measures to prevent that. And most of the side effects is reversible side effects.
Great, Fatima. Fatima, عندك سؤال?
Good evening, everyone. Fatima, fourth year medical student, University of Baghdad. First of all, thank you, Professor, for this brilliant presentation. I have one question. What's the most common cases you deal with in Iraq, and what's the impact of Iraq experience on gamma knife neurosurgeon here?
Most of the cases, not only in Iraq, but I think in the world, is the meningioma. And there are some countries have the metastasis and the vascular malformations more. That's in Japan, but in our in Iraq, the most is the benign tumors, the meningioma, and secondly the glial tumors and the metastatic tumors. And what about the question? Sorry.
What's the impact of Iraqi experience on gamma knife neurosurgeon here?
We have 6 years experience We treat more than 6,000 patients in Baghdad. I think about 500 or more in Basra, and maybe 100 of cases in Erbil.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you. Thank you, Fatima. Mohammed Amara, please.
Yes, thank you everybody for presenting. My name is Mohammed Amar. I'm a first year medical student. I just wanted to ask, could a technique like Gamma Knife replace DBS? And if so, would it improve the area of neurocybernetics?
The Gamma Knife is, there is a treatment for tremor and the Parkinson disease, and the work of Gamma Knife is ablation, like before the DBS. There was ablative surgery, and the Gamma Knife working as ablative surgery for the targets. I believe in the near future, the surgery, all the surgeries, not only the neurosurgery, will be minimal invasive, and maybe in the future, there is no non-invasive surgeries. So I think it will be instead of the DBS in the near future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have two more. بس هبا انت سألتي سؤال قبل. عندك سؤال هسه؟ هبا؟
السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام. Make it quick, please. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, Dr. Yasser. Thank you for the interesting topic. I wanted to ask about the safety of this gamma and how many sessions it needs usually, and does it make a full recovery? Thank you.
Regarding the sessions, we treat the tumor or the target only one time. Sometimes we need to repeat the treatment after 1 year or more than 1 year. Regarding the safety, it is a safe maneuver. We do it with the local anesthesia. The effect of the gamma rays, not more than one millimeter from the target. And we do safety measures. We plan the risk area, and we told the gamma knife don't go to that risk area, and I think it's a very good outcome. There's no perfect outcome for every maneuver, but I think it is a good outcome for most of the indications, and the indications is upgrading. Before years, not that indications today, and there is many lesions now not yet approved by FDA approval, but they are working to many more than indications than I mentioned before.
Thank you, Dr. Yasser. Well, at the end of the first session, thank you so much, Professor Abdul Amir and the Professor.
Thank you, sir, and
Yasser, for the wonderful presentation and enlightening us of what you are doing and your struggle and success. Thank you so much. Leave the session to Samer to take over, please.
Thank you, professors, for the presentation. Thank you, Dr. Yasser, for this, I think, systematic, well-informed patient data. And I think it's definitely a building experience that we all are proud of. Thank you for participation. I will start. I think now the good thing that we are catching with the time. Thank you, Dr. Khalili, for managing that part of the meeting.
Almost.
It's good. And I think we have one of the students have a question. We can give this question later at the end of the session. So
We hope you enjoyed these presentations. Please fill out your evaluation of this video to receive CME credit. This program and series was supported by the James I. and Carolyn R. Osman Educational Foundation, which are the owners of SNI and SNI Digital, and associated with the Waymaster Corporation, producers of the Leading Gen television series, Silent Majority Speaks, and Role Models, and the founder of the Medical News Network. This recorded session is available free on snidigital.org. Or if you have questions or comments, please send them to Ausman@snidigital.org. We want to thank you for attending this meeting and listening to these lectures.